Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
It's been interesting living out here, obviously. But I feel like I've been struggling with dating, ladies and gentlemen, which wasn't a problem. But I think there's multiple reasons for that, right? One of the main reasons is that I'm a big nerd, right? I have all these weird thoughts that go through my head, you know? Like, for instance, like growing up, a lot of people in my hometown were very superstitious, right? Like, who here grew up with like friends or family members that thought like Pokemon, Harry Potter, and Hannah Montana were satanic? Yeah, a few family members for you guys. My whole community believed that in Zimbabwe, right? So I ended up becoming like a Potter pusher, right? Other kids were smuggling drugs and alcohol into their bedrooms. I was smuggling the prisoner of Azkaban. My bedroom became affectionately known as the Chamber of Secrets. It was a weird time for me. And this is the thing, I have all these weird concepts going through my mind. One of them being that as I watch like stuff like Harry Potter, all I can think of is, wow, J.K. Rowling really hates fat people. You guys don't believe me, but let's look at the evidence real quick. Right? All of the bad guys in J.K. Rowling's books and movies are mostly fat. Crabbe and Goyle, the Dursleys, Professor Umbridge, right? Think about the paintings and ghosts. All the thin ghosts get epic names like Nearly Headless Nick. The fat ones are the Fat Lady and the Fat Friar. She was like, I'm just not gonna give them a name. There's only two good fat characters. The first is Hagrid, a guy who lives in a shack off campus, which as a college student, I can relate to. And then that one kid that knew what the Grimm was when they were doing tea leaf readings, which is food magic. Way to stereotype, J.K. Rowling. And that's the thing, I'm a big nerd, and so I can acknowledge the fact that, you know, like, I am a nerd, and I think that affects me because, like, I feel like nerd culture discriminates against its own people, right? Because its own people are fat white guys. Like, I look like I've just been sitting around for a while, haven't I? Yeah. And that's the thing, like, dating is so hard out here, mainly just because I'm fat. And that's just because of the way that people treat fat people. Like, for one example, most of my skinny friends only like to set me up with their other fat friends. Yeah, the fat people giggled, the skinny people were like, oh crap, he figured it out. Who told him that? We know, okay? We understand that you guys are doing this, but we don't understand why. And I wouldn't take offense to this, honestly. I don't mind dating fat people. I love fat people. What I don't like is when they're setting us up, these skinnies. They're setting us up. They never use adjectives that, you know, you'd usually associate with, like, you know, a human being, right? It's never like, they're beautiful, they're intelligent, they're amazing. No, what it's usually like is they'll say something along the lines of, I know they're a little bit bigger, but, and then insert some ridiculous information they think will relate to us, right? Like, in my case, it's usually like, I know they're a little bit bigger, but, like, they use soap. Wow. Eternal companion right there, right? With me being from Africa, in their case, it's probably more along the lines of like, I know he's a little bit bigger, but like, if you pay for the meal, you're technically feeding an African child. And that's a tax write-off too. Benefits of dating me. Right, I just don't understand the logic, ladies and gentlemen. I don't understand the logic of putting two people together because they have the same body type. Like, you don't see me going up to skinny people and being like, hello, I recognize that you are particularly scrawny. Yeah, yeah. Do you see that scrawny individual over there? You're soulmates now! also they use soap. It doesn't work. I just don't understand, like, why? Like, what do you get out of it? Do you just need, like, a cute fat couple to watch in between seasons of This Is Us? Or is it more of like a survivalist, like coronavirus thing, where you're like, if we breed them now and disaster hits, food storage as far as the eye can see? I think we're underappreciated, us fat people. I do believe that. Fat people are underappreciated. Because if you look at us throughout history, we've been there for you guys all the time, you skinnies. Right? Think about it, right? Nothing's more motivational than a fat person. Right? People are like, oh, I like to watch like fitness models and Arnold Schwarzenegger's on my wall, right? No. For I know for a fact that you are looking at fat people and you're like, at least I'm not them. You're watching me on stage right now and you're like, at least I'm not him. Right? And that's what I don't understand, is because we are exactly what you need in this world. Think about us as like every single stereotype in every movie. Every fat friend is always the wingman. We're always setting you up, because that's true in real life. We are the best wingmen, right? Think about like fairy godmother in Cinderella. She was the dopest wingman ever, right? Cinderella was a skinny white girl cleaning floors. A fat girl comes into her life and makes her a queen. That's fat girl magic, baby. I do like the fairy godmother mainly just because she like cast these spells, right? Like she changed a dog into a human, changed rats into horses, changed a pumpkin into a carriage, which is food magic. The only good food magic out there. And I just feel kind of sorry for you guys. I feel sorry for all of the skinnies out there, because you guys aren't willing to go outside of your boundaries, right? Right? Because if you were, you'd understand one simple fact. Fat people are better at making out than you are. You guys don't believe me, but let's look at the facts. The fact is, anything with a higher fat content tastes better. That's right. All the butter, baby. All the butter. We're also really well practiced. Yeah, just ask any of the 23 pieces of chicken I've eaten in the last week. They'll tell you, right? We know what we're doing with our lips. Like, my body may not be well exercised, but you can bet my lips are. So date and kiss fat people, right? Single people. How many single people we got in the room tonight? Single people. Couple of you guys. Go out and date a fatty right now. If you're married, get real fat. Just get real fat. Because if there's one promise I can make you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it's this. Once you taste a fatty snack, ooh, baby, there's no going back.
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the Comedy Dynamics YouTube channel and follow us on social media for daily stand-up comedy clips and more. Comedy Dynamics Daily is produced by Brian Volk-Weiss, Brian Adams, Rachel East, and Stuart Lindbergh. Comedy Dynamics is a division of the Nacelle Company. Thank you for listening.